Right, we are joined in the media center by Clay Milliken, who drove to a 3.708 at 324.98 miles per hour during Q2 in his Great Clips Parts Plus Dragster. Tougher conditions today, and with a warm one on the way tomorrow, how do you think today kind of prepped you for that?
If you look how many times we went down the racetrack, you know, it wasn't what we were looking for. You know, our goal, like I said last night, was to go down the racetrack 75% of the time, and right now we're at 50%. So, you know, tomorrow we definitely got to do better than we did today. We came into this weekend wanting to slow the car down. We did not expect to be number one, but here we are, but we're still not on the consistency train. You know, Greg talked about going down the racetrack 4 good laps. Jack, I think you made it every lap, which is impressive. I mean, Grumpy keeps saying, you know, he's over being a one-hit wonder. You know, we don't want to be that one-hit wonder. We want to be the car that people go, well, no matter what the conditions are, it's going to go down the racetrack. You know, it is a quick car and a fast car now, but that one-hit wonder does not win races, and I'm kind of like a broken record, but if I keep getting green hats, I'm going to keep coming up here talking about it, you know. But, you know, Grumpy will figure it out. He's a smart guy. Don't bite me. He's a smart guy, and he's definitely frustrated by today. All right, mama.
Do you think that film typing will be in the quote in the newspaper?
Yeah. Don't bite me on the ear.
He's a great guy. Don't bite me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's just such a hard thing, these nitro cars, you know. And I'm not saying Pro Stock's easy because we don't have to do dyno runs like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But it's right now he's found more power. And when you do that, then you've got to finesse the rest of the car to go with the more power, make the clutch do what it has been doing when you had less power, you know. So it's just one of those things. If you make something better, you got to make everything else better at the same time. And so we're kind of at that in-between spot where when he knows what the car should do with what we done last year, with how the car was set up last year, it's not exactly doing that, you know. So being hot tomorrow will be interesting. If it was 65 degrees, I'd be like, game on. We're in Gainesville, and it's cool out, but it's not. So I kind of also, you get a little bit of this as a driver as well. You kind of get that in the back of your mind. It could be a fun day for somebody that likes stomping on the loud pedal. You know, you could have a lot of that tomorrow. And it is fun when the wind lights come on. It's just not fun when they don't. But I'm confident. I've never been any more confident than I am right now. You know, somebody asked me last night, you know, it's kind of like, you know, back when I drove that Werner car, you know, when you go up there, you know you can win. And I think we can. I mean, I don't care if we are having a little consistency issues and we're a one-hit wonder, as Grubby says, but maybe we'll have 4 wonderful one-in-a-row hits 4 times tomorrow.
Now, you're talking about the pedaling, how confident are you that you'll be ready if that were to be necessary to pedal your way to the finish line?
I'm going to put my hand up where Doug can't see me. Whatever it takes. I definitely have had a lot of practice over the years. Some of the tracks I raced at were certainly nowhere near the level of a Gainesville track, so I've done it a lot. So much of it, though, anymore, these cars are so, like, light switch off on. It takes a lot more finesse to do it. It's not just, like, slapping the pedal anymore. You've got to really, like, kind of drive into it. And we're talking, you only got this much throttle travel, you know, so but it's fun. When it goes right, it's fun. But the truth is, if you watch the majority of the Pedal Fest runs, the person who went, even if it's 10 foot further, if they do it correctly, they're going to win because they got just that much more momentum. You know, if they mess it up, then the car from behind can get there. But, you know, I hope I don't have to do it at all. You know, I hope the only thing I got to worry about is looking at the yellow light coming on. That's all I want to worry about. And that's all Grubby wants to worry about. And certainly all Doug wants. Yeah. Because it is rough on parts when you do that. Can be really rough on parts.
And drivers.
Yes, exactly. It's quiet in here today.
Yeah. Because your dog's not barking.
Clay, I got a question.
Yes.
Is someone razzing from the back of the room? Like, as a driver, the thing that means a lot to me being number one qualifier is I just get more points for being number one qualifier. Do you guys, I know it means something to the crew, but like your team, how are they feeling wearing those green hats?
Oh, I mean, they are definitely very proud of themselves, and they should be, because you and I are up here talking. Greg, you got a lot more to do with it than Jack and I do. You make your car run, but for me and you as a driver, we can't make that car go any quicker, but we certainly can make it go slower. So if we're up here with a green hat, that means we didn't, you know, cross center line, run into the wall, and we kind of kept it in the group. But the kids putting the car together, it means everything to them, because this is their achievement. It's not mine and yours. You know, the only time it's the driver's achievement really is if you left on time and your wind light come on and you won a pedal fest or whatever. You know, it's the people working on the car. It is 100%. This is a people sport, and to steal Grubby's line, people are your most valuable asset, period. Without the people, it doesn't matter what kind of parts you got, you're not going to win. And it is definitely an impressive thing for the kids, and we've done it a few times over the last 2 years. We've had a few green hats, and they are starting to think more about yellow instead of green. They're kind of following Grubby on that.
Good answer.
We talked a few years back about what you do to prepare yourself each and every year. Is there anything new, being that, you know, things change, you change, whether it's age, whatever it may be? Is there anything else? Is there something else new that you've added to the repertoire?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to look at Greg over here. I can tell you this. 20 years ago, when me and him were out here, we didn't see each other in the gym in the morning. And I laugh a lot. It's like, it's funny. We go in the gym, we're like, hey, how you doing? And we just do our thing, you know, whatever. And we're not, ain't neither one of us trying to look like Matt Hagen, I'll tell you that. It's just because we're getting old and the back hurts and you need to stretch your legs out, and that's about it. We're not, it's not about doing that. But it's funny. I see you and I see Jason, and I rarely see anybody except PR people. I see a lot of PR people. Am I right?
Yeah.
We see a lot of PR people in the
gym.
They're
morning people.
Is that what they are? They're morning people? Yeah. I'm no workout freak, but I do just try to get myself woke up. And I do have my back hurts, and so I just kind of get myself going. But that's essentially, it's just from getting older. Every one of us are getting there. You know, you find things that hurt that didn't hurt when you were younger. So driving the car, it's not a lot changed. I think they're safer and better and that sort of thing, but from what we do, not really. Am I right, Jack? Nothing's not a lot.
Like you said, our job's not to screw up.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, thank you, Clay. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.